I'm Ken Schrod, spokesman for the Virginia State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the commission on Wednesday, May 23rd, in conjunction with the entry of an SEC order in case number URS-2012-00130. This has to do with a commission settlement order in which the commission approves a settlement regarding a December 2010 natural gas accident. The State Corporation Commission has approved a settlement proposal between Washington Gas Light and SCC staff that ends an SCC investigation of an accident that occurred on December 19, 2010, and destroyed a home in Chantilly, Virginia. Washington Gas, without admitting or denying any violation of safety standards, has been directed to undertake several safety improvements, including the replacement of all copper service lines in the Brookfield community where this particular accident occurred. Washington Gas is also paying the Commonwealth of Virginia $154,800 as part of the settlement, with another $219,700 due if the remedial actions set forth in the commission order are not met. The company has until November 30, 2012, to replace all of the copper service lines in the immediate neighborhood. The company must also test and collect information on the copper service lines as they are replaced and use this information to assess the integrity of the remaining copper service lines in its Virginia service territory. Washington Gas must report its findings to the commission and take those actions that are deemed appropriate based on the results. An investigation of the accident by the SEC's Division of Utility and Railroad Safety cited 9 alleged violations of the Commission's gas pipeline safety standards. In addition to removal and testing of the copper service lines, Washington Gas has been directed to revise several procedures, including the procedures used for responding to an emergency. The company is also required to conduct refresher training for all field employees and contractor personnel on identifying and reporting to the company abnormal operating conditions by no later than July 31, 2012. For additional information regarding this matter, you can contact me, Ken Schrod, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or other suitable purposes.